one first. One point defeat, disputed point. What would you take on that?
What disputed point? Sorry.
You didn't see the 17 point. You didn't, we didn't see it because it wasn't a point.
All right, yeah. No, I didn't even realise that. No, the team in there is completely gutted. Our decision making probably wasn't up to scratch in the second half, and that's what probably beat us. You're going to get these disputed points in the days like this, but to us it was our own fault. We had a number of chances, scoring chances, and maybe our last pass just in that second half against the breeze let us down a number of times, and our decision making just with it, we didn't play probably safe enough. We hitting balls into the wind and we were catching, and that's what probably disappointed us as much as any decision by an umpire. That's obviously out of our control.
You couldn't fault the players' effort and commitment there, so the work throughout the game was absolutely superb.
Yeah, well look, we felt the last three or four games we really, every man's put the shoulder to the wheel, and it's obviously the way we're playing. It's more of a collective effort than any individual, and you know we've drawn strength from that, and I think we've, despite all the maybe some of the external reports and whatnot, we as a group feel that we're creating plenty of scoring opportunities. And saw today we got a couple of goals, probably chances for more there today. Would say that our decision making and our last week it was a ball short, and against Derry we missed a few chances as well. But we're generally creating an awful lot of scoring chances, which is pleasing us. But look, you have to give credit to Cork. We come up against a team that's sitting top of the league, and you can see why some of the scores are hitting there in the second half from outside the 50. And anytime you get a free kick, it's a point from Colin O'Neill. So it's
free kicking was a huge difference. I mean,
yeah,
the contrast between the two teams in terms of effectiveness and accuracy.
Particularly, I suppose against that breeze, some of the kicks that Colin O'Neill was hitting was out of this world. It's Peter Canavan-esque sort of stuff. So look, you have to accept that there are teams like Cork that are going to do that on days like that. But you know, we felt we were in the game right to the end, and if we had maybe sharpened up on that last pass, we would have probably taken that game there today. But look, we learn from that and we'll move on.
The lack of time at the end, there seemed to be at least 15 seconds. We were looking at the big clock up to our left, and there seemed to be enough time for one more attack.
Yeah, well, look,
small margins.
Yeah, we obviously felt that like that, but we were going to say that, and Cork's going to say the opposite. These things are outside our control, and I think generally Marty Duffy didn't do a bad, didn't do a bad job there today, and there's always going to be a few disputed decisions. But yeah, look, as a team, we can't get too caught up with those.
Well, looking ahead, it's only got all mixed up. It's a massive, massive game. The way the league table's starting to shape up, Tyrone are sitting looking at a huge two games left. This next one really, and truly, being an Ulster derby, you know, it carries all the other baggage with it, with the championship fixture and everything else. A lot more stake than just 2 points.
Yes, it's obviously a big game. It's away from home, so I'd say we're probably a good enough chance to win. But no, look, obviously it's a big game, and obviously the significance with the championship not far around the corner as well. It's obviously set up for a big night in Bally Buffet. So yeah, look, we know Donegal have had the edge over us in the last few years, and you know we as a group have to try and rectify that, and we'll try and we'll go to Bally Buffet and try and do that.